The Ascension Office of Readings.
O Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name.
Christ the Lord has promised us the Holy Spirit. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia.
Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord.
A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands.
Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand.
Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work.
For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest.
And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Christ the Lord has promised us the Holy Spirit. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia.
Where true love is dwelling, God is dwelling there. Love's own loving presence love does ever share. Love of Christ has made us out of many one. In our midst is dwelling God's eternal Son. Give him joyful welcome, love him and revere. Cherish one another with a love sincere. O sing to the Lord, make music to his name, make a highway for him who rides on the clouds. Alleluia. Psalm 67. Let God arise, let his foes be scattered, let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is blown away, so will they be blown away. Like wax that melts before the fire, so the wicked shall perish at the presence of God. But the just shall rejoice at the presence of God, they shall exult and dance for joy. O sing to the Lord, make music to his name, make a highway for him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice in the Lord. Exult at his presence. Father of the orphan, defender of the widow, such is God in his holy place. God gives the lonely a home to live in. He leads the prisoners forth into freedom, but rebels must dwell in a parched land. When you went forth, O God, at the head of your people, when you marched across the desert, the earth trembled, the heavens melted at the presence of God. At the presence of God, Israel's God. You poured down, O God, a generous rain. When your people were starving, you gave them new life. It was there that your people found a home, prepared in your goodness, O God, for the poor. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O sing to the Lord, make music to his name. Make a highway for him who rides on the clouds. Alleluia. When you ascended on high, Lord, you led captivity captive. Alleluia. Psalm 67 continued. The Lord gives the word to the bearers of good tidings. The Almighty has defeated a numberless army, and kings and armies are in flight, while you were at rest among the sheepfolds. At home the women already share the spoil. They are covered with silver as wings of a dove, its feathers brilliant with shining gold, and jewels flashing like snow on Mount Salmon. The mountains of Bashan are mighty mountains. High-ridged mountains are the mountains of Bashan. Why look with envy, you high-ridged mountains, at the mountain where God has chosen to dwell? It is there that the Lord shall dwell for ever. The chariots of God are thousands upon thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai to the holy place. You have gone up on high, you have taken captives, receiving men in tribute, O God, even those who rebel into your dwelling, O Lord. May the Lord be blessed day after day. He bears our burdens, God our Saviour. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord our God holds the keys of death, and God will smite the head of his foes, the crown of those who persist in their sins. The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depth of the sea. Then your feet will tread in their blood, and the tongues of your dogs take their share of the foe. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. When you ascended on high, Lord, you led captivity captive. Alleluia. They see your solemn procession, O God, the procession of my God, of my King, to the sanctuary. Alleluia. Psalm 67 concluded. They see your solemn procession, O God, the procession of my God, of my King, to the sanctuary, the singers in the forefront, the musicians coming last, between them maidens sounding their timbrels. In festive gatherings, bless the Lord, bless God, O you who are Israel's sons. There is Benjamin, least of the tribes, at the head, Judah's princes, a mighty throng, Zebulun's princes, Naphtali's princes. Show forth, O God, show forth your might, O God, which you have shown for us. For the sake of your temple high in Jerusalem, may kings come to you, bringing their tribute. Threaten the wild beast that dwells in the reeds, the bands of the mighty and lords of the peoples. Let them bow down, offering silver, scatter the people who delight in war. Princes will make their way from Egypt. Ethiopia will stretch out her hands to God. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord, who rides on the heavens, the ancient heavens. He thunders, his voice, his mighty voice. Come, acknowledge the power of God. His glory is on Israel, his might is in the skies. God is to be feared in his holy place. He is the Lord, Israel's God. He gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. They see your solemn procession, O God, the procession of my God, of my King, to the sanctuary. Alleluia. The Lord opened their minds, alleluia, to understand the Scriptures. Alleluia. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 4. True unity in the body of Christ. I urge you, I who am a prisoner because I serve the Lord, live a life that measures up to the standard God set when he called you. Be humble, gentle, and patient always. Show your love by being helpful to one another. Do your best to preserve the unity which the Spirit gives by the peace that binds you together. There is one body and one Spirit, just as there is one hope to which God has called you. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. There is one God and Father of all, who is Lord of all, works through all, and is in all. Each one of us has been given a special gift in proportion to what Christ has given. As the Scripture says, when he went up to the very heights, he took many captives with him. He gave gifts to men. Now what does he went up mean? It means that first he came down, that is, down to the lower depths of the earth. So he who came down is the same one who went up, above and beyond the heavens, to fill the whole universe with his presence. It was he who gave gifts to men. He appointed some to be apostles, others to be prophets, others to be evangelists, others to be pastors and teachers. He did this to prepare all God's people for the work of Christian service, to build up the body of Christ. And so we shall all come together to that oneness in our faith and in our knowledge of the Son of God. We shall become mature men, reaching to the very height of Christ's full stature. Then we shall no longer be children, carried by the waves and blown about by every shifting wind of the teaching of deceitful men, who lead others to error by the tricks they invent. Instead, by speaking the truth in a spirit of love, we must grow up in every way to Christ, who is the head. Under his control, all the different parts of the body fit together, and the whole body is held together by every joint with which it is provided. So when each separate part works as it should, the whole body grows and builds itself up through love. In the Lord's name, then, I say this and warn you. Do not live any longer like the heathen, whose thoughts are worthless and whose minds are in the dark. They have no part in the life that God gives, because they are completely ignorant and stubborn. They have lost all feeling of shame. They give themselves over to vice and do all sorts of indecent things without restraint. That was not what you learnt about Christ. You certainly heard about him, and as his followers, you were taught the truth, that is, in Jesus. So get rid of your old self, which made you live as you used to, the old self that was being destroyed by its deceitful desires. Your hearts and minds must be made completely new. You must put on the new self, which is created in God's likeness and reveals itself in the true life that is upright and holy. A responsory from Ephesians 4. When Christ ascended to the heights, he captured prisoners, he gave gifts to men. Alleluia. God goes up with shouts of joy, the Lord goes up with trumpet blast. He gave gifts to men. Alleluia. A reading from the Sermons of St. Augustine, Sermon on the Ascension. Today, Jesus Christ our Lord went up to heaven. Let our hearts go up with him. Listen to the words of St. Paul. Quote, "If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth." End of quote. Just as he ascended without leaving us, so too we are already with him in heaven, although his promises have not yet been fulfilled in our bodies. Christ is now raised above the heavens, but he still experiences on earth whatever sufferings we his members feel. He showed that this is true when he called out from heaven, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" And, "I was thirsty, and you gave me drink." Why then do we not exert ourselves on earth so as to be happy with him already in heaven through the faith, hope, and charity which unite us with him? Christ, while in heaven, is also with us, and we, while on earth, are also with him. He is with us in his Godhead and his power and his love. And we, though we cannot be with him in Godhead as he is with us, can be with him in our love for him. He did not leave heaven when he came down to us from heaven, and he did not leave us when he ascended to heaven again. His own words show that he was in heaven while he was here. Quote, "No one has ascended into heaven but he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man who is in heaven." End of quote. He said this because of the unity between us and himself, for he is our head and we are his body. The words, no one but he, are true, since we are Christ in the sense that he is the Son of Man because of us, and we are the children of God because of him. For this reason, St. Paul says, just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is also with Christ. He does not say, so it is with Christ, but so it is also with Christ. So Christ is many members, but one body. He came down from heaven, then, in mercy, and it is he alone who has ascended, since we are in him through grace. This is why no one has descended but Christ, and no one but Christ has ascended. Not that the dignity of the head is fused with the body, but that the body, in its unity, is not separated from its head. Responsory from Acts 1. After his passion, Jesus appeared to his disciples over a period of 40 days and taught them about the kingdom of God. And while they looked on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. Alleluia. While he was in their company, he told them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for what the Father had promised. And while they looked on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. Alleluia. The Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise. The hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers, all the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and the earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son, who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us, with the saints, a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Almighty God, fill us with a holy joy. Teach us how to thank you with reverence and love on account of the ascension of Christ your Son. You have raised us up with him, where he, the head, has preceded us in glory. There we, the body, are called in hope. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.